Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Be Ready, Already in Progress.
So the people that are here on this earth right now, which includes a lot of Christians, a lot of us are sinning, is that right? You know, the reason I throwed Gary's testimony in there from last week or week before last is because that woman, can you imagine a woman in such excruciating pain that she can't walk and she's living with her boyfriend and she's gone into the liquor joint to buy liquor and spent all of her money. Now, probably didn't give any of it to the Lord. I may be judging there, but usually people that go to the liquor joint and spend all their money for liquor, they don't go to church very much or tithe very well as a rule, but I may be wrong. She might have been a great tither. All I got to say is God wasn't too pleased with her, was he? Did she fit this criteria of being judged? She was one of them, wasn't she, Scott?
Yes.
Yes, no two ways about it. She was one of them. Are you ready? You know, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be thinking they're ready. And when he comes, if you're in that bitterness and unforgiveness and you've had that stroke and you got that screaming problem that she had, there might not be time to get God to forgive you. And, you know that's going to be scary. If the Lord comes down from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, and he's going to say, okay, my children, it's time for you to come home. And he looks over here at this one and this one and this one and that one, and he says, oh, and y'all got unforgiveness. Oh, you could just come out of the liquor store, you know, and you're in screaming pain. But, you know, yeah, I'm a merciful God, but you got aught against your boyfriend and you're living with a man. And I said in my word, those that are committing adultery shall not enter the kingdom of God. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Now, I don't think there's anybody in the world good enough for me to live with and to have sex with that's going to make me miss heaven. You can forget that. There ain't nothing in the world good enough for that. But just think, can you imagine a bunch of Christians, and if the rapture were to occur right now, and if it were to say, boom, and all of a sudden there's still some of us left here, that would be awful. I don't want to be one of them, do you? I know what it says about what happens to those, but I don't want to be one of those that's left not only because of any other sin, but I don't want to have bitterness, unforgiveness, or nothing else in my heart. Do you? Because according to his word, if you die or he comes again and he catches away those, and there's going to be those that are still got bitterness and unforgiveness in their heart, he says, you ain't going. Is that what he said? So would it make it a whole lot easier to say, hey, honey, why don't we get married? You know, and God's okay with that, isn't he? Once we repent and get married, say, hey, now then we treat each other with love and respect as man and wife, and then no problems. But that's God's way, right? Wow. But anyway, let's see what he says here in Joel 2. Well, first of all, this is near this scripture. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How shall we escape? So you're living in sin and you think you're going to escape. But the Lord says, you ain't going to make it. How shall we escape? Wow. Is that a scary set of verses? You know, that if that won't make you go out as you believe today or right now, sitting in your seat saying, Lord, I repent. I repent. If I got aught against any, Lord, I forgive him or I forgive her, you know, Lord. I'm going from this day forward, Lord, I'm really going to be a good husband. I don't care how mean my wife gets. I'm going to be a good husband. I'm going to love her. It ain't worth going to hell for. It really not. You know, it's really not. Isn't it a whole lot easier to do it God's way? You know, so, you know, I've learned it takes two to tangle. You know, so if as long as one of you don't get upset, the other one, they can fuss and scream and do everything they want to. But if you don't get upset with them, it'll go away in a little while. There's no problem. You don't have to go there. It's when two of you get into a scrap and neither one of you will forgive the other one. Instead of doing like the Lord says, when the Lord says, if necessary, forgive each one of you 490 times a day, if necessary. Franz, that's a bunch, isn't it? But that's what he said, wasn't it? 490 times a day. Okay, let's go to Joel 2. Joel chapter 2. Okay. Okay, sure. Would you read first verse there? Give her the mic.
Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand.
Wait a minute now. I thought I didn't like some of those other verses a while ago. I ain't too sure I like that one either. Why don't we skip over that one? See, that's the thing. You can't skip over any of them. It's all in there, right? You know, just think that this terrible day of the Lord that's coming. Now then, if you're okay with God and you've got everything in order, you know you're a son, like Dave keeps telling us, you know, that we're sons and daughters. We are. And as sons and daughters, we know we have no bitterness and unforgiveness and hatred. We have forgiven everybody from our heart. Is that what he said? And we're not living in any kind of numbers in Galatians and Ephesians. He lays out the bad thing. If you're a drunkard, you know, you're a pervert, you're a homosexual, you know, all the different things he says there. He says, you ain't going to heaven if you're living like that. Yeah, I'm a gracious and merciful God, but you ain't coming. Is that what he said? Yeah, so that's scary. That's just like I had a boy the other day called me and said, Pastor, I want you to know I've heard one of your teachings on a homosexual. And he said, I used to be a homosexual. But he said, after listening to one of your teachings, he said, I ain't going to hell for none of them. Right. He said, I found out I could repent and I could stop that nonsense. Right. He said, I never thought I could till I heard you teach. And he said, you said, I have a choice. I can either choose to go to heaven or I can choose to go to hell. If I make Jesus Christ Lord of my life, I have the power within me to stop sinning. So he said, I thought, I've been told I can't do this. I was born like this. I can't change. But he said, when you said I'm going to go to hell, he said, I found out I could change.
That's right.
Now then, if that boy can change, how many of the rest of them can change?
Oh.
That's right. They can all change. He is no exception to the rule. But he said, you have changed my life forever. I will never, ever go back into the homosexual world. Never, ever. I am through with that nonsense. Because is there any of those homosexual partners he had, reckon any of them be worth going to hell for? I don't think so. I tell you what, I guarantee you, I ain't gonna catch me in that place. I mean, if y'all don't know, hell is a place called the Lake of Fire. And I don't know, I can just go in there in the kitchen and put a little butter in that skillet and put that fire on under it and just let it start simmering a little, you know, so here it starts crackling. Y'all heard that?
Yes.
So that's what you want to say. I wonder if that's hot. Yeah, let me put my finger over in there to see if it's doing that. Hey, Jackie, you know it's hot enough to cook something, don't you? You don't have to put your finger in it. Because we know what happens when we put our finger in it. It takes the skin off. But just think, there's going to be people that's going to spend eternity in a lake of fire. And some of them think they're okay. But if you're living in any kind of sin, if you're doing what he says, you'd better make sure that you can do exactly what that young boy said. He said, I found out I could repent of sin and I didn't have to sin no more, so I don't have to be a homosexual. That means you don't have to be an adulterer. You can do anything with God's help that you want to do. If you want to sin, you can go sin, but it'll bring forth death. If you want to walk in love, then it'll bring forth life. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm in my holy temple. Blow, in other words, we have these horns up here. They blow them all the time. Blow those horns. Sound the alarm in my holy mountain. In other words, sound the alarm. The Lord's coming. Let all the inhabitants of the lands tremble. I don't see none of us in here trembling much. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. It is nigh at hand. This day that we're reading about right here, do you realize this day could be only hours away? You know, with all the crazy things that's going on in the world, I mean, I was listening to Hal Lindsey the other night, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, if I've ever been a time in my life when it's right at the door, the fulfillment of all prophecy, he said, we are there. Now, that man's been studying prophecy how many years of his life? Probably all of his life, 50, 60 years. I think he's about 80-something years old, and he's still a healthy-looking young man. But he's been studying prophecy, and he's written some books, The Late Great Planet Earth and several other good books. But he's saying it's at the door. What if it is at the door? Let me tell you something. The other night, I don't even remember what me and Cheryl was doing. But we were doing something, and I did something. I knocked something off or kicked something or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, for a second, she fussed. You know, I mean, it wasn't much of a fuss. You know, it wasn't much, but she's still got these little trinkets that she likes. And so, you know, and I didn't mean to do it, you know, it's just one of those things. And she, for a second, she fussed, and then I said, honey, I don't even remember. See how important it was, right? She don't remember either. But anyway, I said, honey, I'm sorry. And I said, and remember, if the rapture were to occur tonight, it would make it. Is that right, Bill? If the rapture occurs tonight, if it was something that was worth $1 billion, you know, if it really had it there, it's not. It doesn't count for anything, does it, Mike? Yes, Bill.
Yeah.
I'd much, 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 much rather be here than at the Super Bowl. I can tell you for sure. But anyway, like I told Cheryl, I said, honey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do whatever it was. And I said, you know, if the rapture were to occur tonight or if the Lord were to come, whatever, I said, or, you know, said it wouldn't make any difference because it's going to be here.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to stop for today. But we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Be Ready, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.